The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Welcome to your month of exploits, and I know you will do exploits this month in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking in this first service on gateway to exploits. Gateway to exploits. Open your Bibles with me to the theme for the month, Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b, the anchor scripture for the month. And the Bible says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that know God are the ones that will do exploits. God designed you and I for exploits in life. What is exploits? Exploits means doing extraordinary things. Exploits means doing unusual things. Exploit means doing things that are amazing to others. What is exploits? Exploits means achieving the seemingly impossible. Achieving the seemingly impossible. Achieving what looks as if can never happen. That's exploits. Achieving the seemingly impossible is called exploits. And in this service, we'll be looking at one of the major tools for exploits that makes you achieve exploits, which is called thanksgiving. And of course, the praise of the Almighty God. You see, your level of insight on the matter of thanksgiving will determine and will affect the quality of your life. The level of insight and revelation you have about thanksgiving will always determine to a large extent where you will get to, how you will get there, how fast you will get there, and when you will get there. There's a place called there. You will get there in Jesus' name. I realized early enough that one thing God prefers more than many other things is thanksgiving, is praise. Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31. The Bible says, I will praise the name of the Lord with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. With what? With thanksgiving. He says, this thing I am doing, this shall also please the Lord better than ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. God prefers that I thank him and I praise him than to offer him bullocks and hoofs, than to offer him cows, than to offer him horses, than to offer him any other thing you can think of. He prefers praise. He prefers thanksgiving. And he owns the glory, and we must not deny him of the glory. Psalm 96, verse 8. Psalm 96, verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. He deserves the glory. And when we give it to him, we are positioning ourselves for exploits. Quickly this morning, in the first service, I'll be showing us four major facts about thanksgiving and praise. In the second service also, another four major facts about thanksgiving and praise. Number one major fact about thanksgiving is that we were created to give God praise and thanksgiving. That's the purpose of our creation. Isaiah 43:21. Isaiah 43 verse 21. That is why we were created. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. The purpose of your being created is to thank God. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. That's why God brought you forth. If the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. The purpose of my existence is to thank God. The purpose of my being alive is to thank God. Your purpose of being here is to thank God. If we don't do it, we are not giving him pleasure. May your life give him pleasure. May my life give God pleasure. Number two important fact about thanksgiving is that thanksgiving is a door opener. Psalms 100 verse 4. Psalms 100 verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Thanksgiving is what opens the door. Shut doors of blessing. Shut doors of progress. Thanksgiving, we open it. Appreciation, we open it. If there's a place you want to get to, or there's a door you want open, wow. The easiest way to get there is to be perpetually thankful to God. To be grateful to God for every detail. The little detail, the big details, the small details, everything matters. Thanksgiving is a door opener. Thanksgiving is a door opener. It will open the door for somebody here today. It will open the door for somebody here today. It will open the door for somebody here today. Say a louder amen. The days to which doors be shut against you, those days are over. The day to which you'll be struggling to enter into a door, those days are over. Say a louder amen. Bible says, for a great door effectual is opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. But once the adversary sees thanksgiving, they must clear. Somebody here this morning will assess that blessing in the name of Jesus. I say you will assess that blessing in the name of Jesus. Number three, important fact about thanksgiving is that, and praise, is that you prevail with thanksgiving when other things fail. You prevail when other things fail. Without thanksgiving, many things can fail. But with thanksgiving, nothing can fail. Acts 16, 24 to 25. Paul and Silas were in the prison. And verse 25 particularly, the Bible says they were in prison. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And then after praying, they moved to thanksgiving. They started praising God. They praised God to the extent that prisoners, co-prisoners heard them. They praised God to the extent that neighbors heard them. They praised God to the extent that their friends heard them. Then the Bible says in verse 26, then suddenly. And at midnight, then suddenly, verse 26, suddenly the prison doors were busted open. Somebody is coming out of the prison today in Jesus' name. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, and suddenly the doors were opened because nothing can resist thanksgiving. Nothing can stop thanksgivers from being released. You will be released to your destiny today. You will be released into 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 your destiny today. Thanksgiving is what prevails when every other thing fails. If you have tried many other things and it's not working, shift to thanksgiving. If you have worked on a project and the project is not working, shift to thanksgiving. If you have tried many things and it looks as if nothing is working, shift to thanksgiving. By God's grace and privilege, I caught this knowledge early in life. And it has worked for me massively. I have zero worries. I have zero headache over anything. If there's any challenge on any situation, I know what to do. If there is any situation that is very tough, and from time to time on a regular basis we are privileged to have such challenges come to us, I know what to do. It has worked before. It will work. It can fail. Thanksgiving can fail. You are face to face with a challenge. You tried many other things. It's not working. Then shift to thanksgiving. And I know this morning, everything that has failed in your hands before will begin to work from now on. I say everything that has failed in your hands before will begin to work in your hands from now on. In the name of Jesus. No more failure around you. I say no more failure around you. If you have worked on something and you fasted, it didn't work. You prayed, it didn't work. And shift. You go into endless, tireless, consistent appreciation of God. Then you will see his hand. And number four, important fact about thanksgiving is that this is the way heaven presents our prayer to God for answers. Thanksgiving, Revelation 5 verse 8, is the way heaven offers our prayer to God. No prayer can be answered by God in heaven without the angels first offering it with thanksgiving. Now look at this. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having before one of them harps and golden veils full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. The elders appeared before God. The angels appeared before God. They fell before him in appreciation and started praising him and started worshiping him. Verse 8. And started dancing before him. And they were having with them golden veils full of odor, full of requests. And it was the request of the people that they brought before God. They can't appear before him grumbling. They can't appear before him to ask for people's requests without first making his heart glad. This is the protocol for answered prayers in heaven. No man gets heaven's attention without being a thanksgiver. No person can get heaven's attention without being appreciative. Nobody can get. That's why coming to church, entering church after praise and worship, after we have done praise, worship, and thanksgiving, and entering church later, it's like you are not serious. And only those that are serious end glorious. There's some people that we target when praise will finish. They will now enter majestically. No, that's wrong. Every man or woman that will get the best from heaven must know the procedure of heaven. What is that procedure? Thanking God, appreciating God. Examples of exploits that came through thanksgiving. Number one, example of exploits that came through thanksgiving, number one, is the raising of Lazarus in John 11. The Bible says a man died called Lazarus. In verse 39 to 44 particularly, the Bible says, Jesus said, take away the stone, Martha. Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead for 4 days. By this time, hope is already lost. He has been dead 4 good days. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jesus said unto her, saith I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee. In a stinking situation, in a dead situation, he went there and he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. The miracle of Lazarus is one of the greatest miracles of Jesus in the scripture. He brought out a dead man of 4 days, not 4 hours, not 40 minutes. 4 solid days of being dead. And when he got there, he didn't do anything special. He didn't do anything. He didn't do any abracadabra there. He didn't jump up and put his head down. He just started thanking God. Father, I thank you. You are a good God. You are a faithful God. You are a mighty God. He started worshiping. He said, I know you always hear me. Anytime I call you, you always hear me. You are not a deaf God. He said, let these people know that you sent me. And he called for that dead person. This morning, whatever is dead in your life that should be alive, we comfort in Jesus' name. Every deadness in your life, everything that should be alive in your life that is dead, comfort in the name of Jesus. I say comfort in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving and praise always brings miracles. Thanksgiving and praise always brings signs and wonders. Also looking at the life of Jehoshaphat and the people of God, in the second example, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 to 23, particularly, the Bible says they rose up in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers, that they praised the beauty of his holiness. And they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. That was what they were saying. Praise the Lord. In the face of battle, in the face of war, in the face of difficult situation. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushment against the children of Moab, of Ammon, of Moab, and of Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. Your enemies will destroy one another. I say your enemies will destroy one another. The enemies that came to attack a nation, they faced each other. They destroyed each other. That's what Thanksgiving does. It's dangerous to attack a Thanksgiver. It's like just wanting to commit suicide. I'm telling you sincerely. The repeat of what happened here happens all the time. It happens all the time. Thanksgivers are dangerous human beings. God himself is their defender. God himself is the one that fight for them. Get ready. Because this morning, God himself will arise for your sake. Well, how do we assess exploits via Thanksgiving? What do we need to do? What do we need to do to assess Thanksgiving, to assess exploits through Thanksgiving? Number one is thank God in advance for what is coming. If exploits is your desire, you must learn to thank God in advance. This is before the miracles come at all. Don't wait till blessings arrive. Start appreciation before you receive the benefit. Don't wait until the testimonies come. That's for immature Christians. As small as I am, if I promise you something, you can take that promise to the bank. You can tell anybody that this thing, he said they will do it for me. Because it will be done. How much more God? How much more God? If he has said something, he will do it. You can take his check to the bank, it will not bounce. Hello? You can take his check to the bank, it will not bounce. That's why if he has promised you marriage, you start thanking him before the date is fixed. If he has promised you admission, you start thanking him before the admission comes. If he has promised you visa, you start thanking him before the visa comes. No, you don't wait. Sometimes, and a lot of time, waiting is wasting. So you don't wait till he comes. You continue to thank him. Worship him while waiting, and you will not need to wait for much longer. Worship him while waiting. I'm waiting for a job, you are thanking him for it already. I'm waiting for a contract, you are thanking him for it already. I'm waiting for my house to do the foundation. I don't know where I'm going to get the money. Blocks are so expensive. Cements are so expensive. You are thanking him already. It must come. Somebody say amen. It must come. Your day of joy must come. Your day of joy must come. Your day of celebration must come. Your day of celebration must come. He has promised you that you will graduate. Start thanking him. Because it must come. He cannot fail. God cannot fail. He doesn't have capacity to fail. Praising God is and thanking him is what cut short your waiting period. That's what cut short your waiting period. Many are waiting. But when you begin to thank God, if your waiting period is supposed to be 3 years, it can cut it to 3 months. If your waiting period is 10 years, it can cut it to 10 days. Within the first 10 days of this month, somebody will jam a miracle. Somebody here will be face to face with a living testimony. Say a louder amen. Get ready. Your testimonies this month will get people off their seat. Say a louder amen. Number two, how do you thank God to assess exploits? Thank him for what he has done already, or thank him for what has come already. Anything that you can remember that he has come already, thank him for it. Then you are getting ready to assess exploits. David assessed and was able to identify about 5 of them in his own life. Psalm 103:1-6. Psalm 103:1-6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And he began to list them. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity? The first one is pardoning of sin. You thank him for it. Number two is who redeemed thy life from destruction. That is preservation. He saw that in his own life. He was thanking God for it. He fought 66 battles. None was lost. Because of this matter we are talking about this morning. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? He identified mercy of God. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle? Who executed righteousness and judgment for all the oppressed? That is our God for you. Every of these things that David saw in his life, you have also seen it in your life. The only thing is that our level of thanksgiving to David soon is different. Our level of appreciation of God to David's own is different. David was into it 7 times a day. He was into prayer 3 times. He was into thanks 7 times. In total, he was into God's thing 10 times in a day. No wonder he never lacked exploits. No wonder he never came out as a victim in any battle. He was always a victor in every battle. As we emulate this good example, the next David is coming from among us here. The next David is coming from among us here. The next David is coming from among us here. So, thank him for what is on the way, number one. Number two, thank him for what has come already. Number three is avoid grumbling and murmuring if you want to do exploits. No exploit maker is a murmurer. You can't find. If you see one, let me know. If you see somebody who is always murmuring and complaining and is doing exploit, let me know. You can't find it. Because the murmuring and complaining will kill the potential for exploits. The murmuring, constant nagging, constant murmuring, it will suppress the potential for breakthrough. He shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You know one thing you must know, beloved? You are a work in progress. Where you are now is not your final. God is taking you somewhere. There's no need to murmur or to complain about the situation. He's still working on you. He can't do everything for you all at once. He says, I will drive out your enemies little by little. Lest the beast come to you and devour all of you. He does it little by little. Someone say little by little. That's how God does it. You can't. That's why there is no prayer that can make a little child of 1 year suddenly be celebrating his 21st birthday. If you have seen it, let me know. Is there any prayer by any pastor, bishop, general overseer, senior pastor, junior pastor, any that will say, this child of 1 year old, oh yeah, now. Oh yeah, now. Receive grace to celebrate your 21st birthday by tomorrow. Is little by little. There's no need to complain. There's no need to worry. There's no need to give yourself any problem, any headache. It is better to worship than to worry. It is better for you to worship God than to sit down with worry. Your tomorrow will be all right. I say your tomorrow will be all right. I say your tomorrow will be all right. So avoid grumbling. Avoid complaining. When we are complaining, we think that we are getting people's sympathy. We are getting people's sympathy, but we are provoking God unto judgment. People say, yeah, you are right. That's true. When you are complaining, you are getting people's sympathy, but God is angry. So you are saying, I did not do anything for you. Oh, very good. That's very good. I didn't do anything. Okay. Now, they want to thank God this morning. Now, you don't have anything to thank me for. Okay. I didn't know. That's very good. You know how our parents normally do then when they are angry with you, but they will not be angry. They just do their eye one kind like this. That one kind eye, that is to bad. You meet me at home. I'm waiting for you in the house. Praise the Lord. I pray for you this morning. May God give you a heart of understanding. If God will open your eyes to see how your future looks like, you will be very happy. If God open your eyes to see how your tomorrow will be like, you will be dancing for joy. But He won't show you everything at once. It's a gradual thing. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Get ready. A new beginning is starting in your life. A new phase that is more glorious than the past is just beginning in your life. In this new phase, it will be very glorious, and everybody will see it in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. And number four, where I will stop this morning, on how you can exploit, how you can access, exploit via thanksgiving, is do it passionately. It is your passion that gives you your portion. Anything you do passionately, you will get profit from it. One of the ways to know if you are called into ministry without God calling you and say, calling your name vividly, is if you have passion for it. That's one of the ways to know if you have. If you are in today, up tomorrow, you don't have passion. Passion always gives you your portion. And one of the things that you must be passionate about that will pay you in life is thanksgiving. You must do it. Don't do it. I'll talk more about that in the second service if I have the time. And if that's what happened. Because psychedelic thanksgiving without your body moving. Thanksgiving without your body, your clothes is not wrinkled, your there's no sweat, and you want to taste sweet. Thanksgiving without any just stand like that. What kind of thanksgiving is that? It must be passionate. That's why people that will lead us in song must be well prepared. Not that they will come here and be singing, be dulling us here. Thanksgiving must be done with kakrakarity. It must be done with alertness. It must, because you know what you are doing. You are doing something that heaven is expecting. It must not be done casually. You know why it must be done passionately? It's a presentation of honor, of like a savor to God. A sweet smelling savor to God. You can't do it casually, or else it has no effect. It must be done well, or don't do it at all. The person you are dealing with is not your mate. It must be done well. It must be done seriously. And before you know it, the blessings thereof will come to you. My prayer for you today is that the blessing of thanksgiving shall be very obvious in your life. I say the blessing of thanksgiving shall be very obvious in their life. As we thank him today for these few minutes, get ready. He will be strengthening you so that you can do exploits. He will be strengthening you so that you can do exploits. Can I hear you say a louder amen? Can I hear you say a louder amen? By now, everybody connected to this message knows that we don't play with appreciation of God. We don't play with thanking God. If you are not doing it right, you look odd. Immediately you will look odd. Why is this person not thanking God? Why is this person just standing like this? He must be a new person. But as we thank him today, may he accept our thanks. As we thank him today, may he accept our praise. In the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.